Thank you. The most popular Christian hymn by far is Amazing Grace. The second most popular, which we will sing for this morning's communion hymn, is How Great Thou Art. In 1885, Carl Gustav Boberg was walking home to his coastal community in Sweden when a mighty thunderstorm arose, compelling Boberg to run for shelter. Once the storm began to subside, he rushed to his house and opened the windows to let the fresh bay air in. And while doing so, a vision of tranquility stirred deeply within his soul. The sky cleared while he heard the thrushes singing and the church bells rang across the valley. The experience compelled Boberg to sit down and write a poem. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe displayed. The full length of the poem was published in a Swedish publication and then forgotten for several years. In 1907, the poem was rediscovered and translated into German and then into Russian in 1912. In 1923, Stuart Hines, settling in the Western Ukraine as an English missionary, discovered the Russian version, used it in his ministry, and translated it into English. Hine returned to England in 1939, and his work with the poem was discovered by a professor from Fuller Theological Seminary who brought it to the United States. So here we have the second most popular hymn in Christendom, a Swedish poem translated into German, Russian, and English that has universal appeal. First inspired by one man's humble interaction with the mighty handiwork of God's creation. We sing the first and fourth stanzas of How Great Thou Art, hymn number 33, as we prepare our hearts to receive the elements of the Lord's Supper.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to how great thou art, how great.
Lord's table, we remember those words given to us by the Apostle Paul when he said, "For I received from the Lord the teaching that I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took a piece of bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took a cup, gave thanks to God, and gave it to them, saying, 'This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me.' And this means that every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." May we bow our heads as Doug leads us in a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this church. We're thankful for this wonderful summer day and all the blessings that we receive from you. We gather at your table this morning, dear Lord, to honor Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose for our sins. And as we take these emblems, let's be renewed and reminded of his sacrifice for us. In this we pray. Amen.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God. We welcome you to share this morning.